Nowadays, people are taken to the imagination of industry. But we don't find in Bhagavad Gita there is any suggestion for industry. Krishna said, it's done.
Yes, recording. It's recording.
No, it's done.
You want to play this tape back?
Yeah.
So, Pancha Samskara makes one Rijav, Sri Vaishnava. And this Saranagati makes him assured of mukti. So, Krita Kritya. So, now, the later part of life, Kalam Dvayena Kshipan, Vedanta Acharya. Have you heard of Vedanta Acharya? Vedanta Deshika?
Yes.
Of Ramanuja School?
Yes.
That is our. This Ramanuja School has been fortified by his works. Of so many works in Vedanta, like Tattu Mukta Kalapa, Nyaya Siddhanjana, Nyaya Parishuddhi, Shata Dushani, Tattu Tika. These are all the major Vedanta works he has composed. All these works I have sat before a guru and studied for 8 years at Srirangam. My acharya has been a great scholar in Vedanta and Takka, who was a lecturer in that.
I know Ramanuja Sampradaya, very learned scholars, I know that.
And they are very particular about achara anushthanas also.
Oh, yes.
More than
sadachara.
Sadachara. Yes. And I have been given guidance by these acharyas to stick to this parampara sampradaya achara. So I belong to the Sahobala order. I have taken initiation from this guru as well as Vedantic knowledge from another guru. I am, practicing my achara, sampradaya achara, strictly in that order. As far as I see, there is, without disturbing this setup, I can do service, I feel. Is it not?
Yeah, our mission is to spread Krishna's mission.
That's all. We need not change the other setup. Need not. Necessity is not there.
We have got already set up.
Yeah.
What Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Purusha.
Okay.
So our business is how to teach people to surrender to Krishna. That's all.
No, this Bhagavad Gita, this Sri Bhashya of Ramanuja, and a commentary on which is Shruta Prakashika, composed by one Sudarshana Shuri. He was later, about 100 years later than Ramanuja. He has commented on Sri Bhashya. These works are the standard works for Vishuddha Advaita. Bhashya is the foundation over which the superstructure is constructed by Vedanta Desha.
You see, we have got different philosophical. Ultimately, the conclusion is how to surrender to Krishna.
That is it.
So, the Western country, their brain is not so sharp to clearly understand the difference between Vishishta Advaita, Shuddha Advaita, Dvaita Advaita, or Advaita. Their brain does not allow to think very deeply about it. So we are simply teaching them manvana bhava mad bhakta manjari maestro. That includes all philosophy. In this way, we are preaching all over the world, and there is little response. We are selling our books very nicely. So our main purpose is to spread Krishna consciousness. That is our mission. So what is your idea now? How you want to utilize your learning about Vaishnava philosophy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is what I want to tell you.
How you want to do it?
Yeah. Now, this is my idea. The knowledge that I have must be utilized in this manner. It can be utilized in this manner. You are getting so many disciples. Mm. They are interested in learning Gita and philosophy and other things. Serious students who are interested in philosophy, who would like to go sit...
You will find hardly anyone interested in philosophy nowadays. They are interested in technology. In Western countries, the universities are closing philosophical class. No student is coming. This is the position.
I came for philosophy.
Yes.
Even in this phase.
No, your case is different. But generally, people, they are losing interest in philosophy because they are becoming Shudra. Kalu Shudra Sambhavas. They are after some job to get money. So they see that what I shall get by learning philosophy. Let me learn technology, I'll get a good job and good money and enjoy life. This is.
That is the general trend, of course, yeah. I know.
And India also the same thing.
Yes. I was working in Bombay as a stenographer in a private company. In 1964, I resigned my job after reading Veda Vivekananda's works. I'll tell you about some of my own history. Afterwards, I went and stayed in Rishikesh Shivananda Ashram for 2 months. And I wanted to study this philosophy, etc., in their originals. But in Shivananda Ashram, it was not, there were no facilities.
They have no idea.
No facilities. So I left there. I came all the way, decided to select a place for myself. After touring Mathura, Vrindavan, all these places, Kashi, I came to Lucknow. In Lucknow, Ramakrishna Mission, I had been to. There was one Gaurishwarananda. He discussed with me and he directed me to Calcutta. Then I went to Calcutta, and when I went to Calcutta, that Swami Gambirananda, who is the General Secretary now, was there. He asked me to join the mission. I joined Ramakrishna Mission. I was in Ramakrishna Mission, Calcutta for 1 year. And I was taking care of their printing section, this proofreading, editing, etc., Ramakrishna Vivekananda literature for 1 year. But still, my idea of going to the original texts of this Vedanta Prasthanatraya, etc., was not fulfilled. So I was not satisfied. Then I left that Ramakrishna Mission and traveled all the way from Calcutta to Kerala. There is another ashram at Kerala, Parlikar, near Trichur. Where there was one Swami Purnananda Tirtha, who used to come to Bombay every year for giving lectures. So I went to his ashram, I knew of that. And there I started studying this Shankara Bhashya, Gita Bhashya and Sutra Bhashya for 6 months under one Swami Atmananda, who is no more, who has written Shankara's words, works in his own words, teachings in his own words, Bhavan's journal has published, and the four yogas and so on and so forth. Such books. He was a disciple of Swami Ramdas of Kaneri. So after 6 months, that was also not satisfying to me. And I then came to Sriranga. There I went to a Vaishnava Acharya. He said, first you equip yourself in the fundamental shastras of Tarka, Vyakarna and Mimamsa, then come to Vedanta. Then Madhuram Sanskrit College I went and studied for 2.5 years these fundamentals of Vedanta, Tarka, Vyakarna and Mimamsa. And then I came to Sriranganam back for studying Vedanta. There for 8 years I studied Vedanta. So in all 10 years. Another 2 years I have been in Tirupati for the past 2 years, specializing in the higher texts of Mimamsa.
Thank you. Then?
So this is how for the past 12 years I have been going in search of these sources from where I can get all this knowledge, and after much roaming about, I have got this knowledge. So that I would like to put it to proper use. I would like to teach it to so many people who are interested in it.
That is how that opportunity will get in our mission.
That is how I want to serve.
That opportunity will get. So now, given some resting place, just now.
Yes.
And you take some of our books and go on. Then after taking my meals, I shall come.
So, Prabhupada, this Minister Rao, he's just arrived.
Just now?
Yes. Yeah. What shall I do? Ask him to wait, or?
Yes.
It's 10 minutes before prasadam.
Come in.
Yes.
So you can take in your room, give him some place. Hare. Hi.
Kaisi?
Bhagwan ki.
Mrs. Sai Baba, आप जो है पोलैंड की हैं.
अच्छा.
यहाँ हिंदुस्तानी किसी तेलुगु साहब से शादी करी है.
अच्छा.
नहीं रहती हैं आजकल. इनके पति देव बहुत बड़े विद्वान हैं. साइंस में अलॉय स्टील वगैरह बनाते हैं और स्टेनलेस स्टील में एक्सपर्ट हैं. आप महारानी महाराजों के राजा थे, इनके दादा जार फैमिली के हैं. तो अभी साधारण जिंदगी बसर करते हैं. तो कुछ भक्ति मार्ग है, उतना ज्यादा नहीं तो कुछ है. तो हम भी थोड़ा साथ साथ लेके फिरते हैं, घूमते हैं. हम कहते चलिए जो स्वामी जी के दर्शन कर लेंगे.
So, we have brought some if you can, you wait, then I can finish my meal.
Oh, yes.
Then I shall talk.
We will go somewhere. We have come here to just to have your darshan.
No, I have to talk with you something. So, if you can, you wait.
I will wait.
Then give him some play.
Okay.
Give him some books.
Yeah, I will sit for a while.
Yeah.
And in the evening I am coming to
6 o'clock.
No.
And die there for?
No, 6 o'clock. My clothes to
7 o'clock.
7:30 plane takes up, I
think. Yes. But robot going to there before 1 hour.
Before 1 hour?
I thought that you are coming at 4:30.
5 o'clock they say. Because I won't be able to come here. That is why I thought that I'll just go and have your darshan and take your program of Delhi, wherever you are going to be. Now I have become chela of yours. So
I have asked your wife and children to chant Hare Krishna mantra before Balaji as much time as possible.
As many times.
So she has told you?
Yes.
Yes.
They are doing that.
Yes. It is a great fortune that Balaji is there in your home. Take full advantage and simply chant Hare Krishna. Then everything will come automatically. Buddhi yogam radhanitam. Tisham nityami juptanam bhajatam priti kudvatam. Radhami buddhi yogam tam jinamam upajan. This is the very easiest method. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, sit down. As much time as you can devote. The Lord is at your home. It is a great fortune. So do this. Both, all family together.
All family together.
And I have seen, you are fortunate enough that you have got good wife and good children. And that is a great fortune. Nobody is against it. Everyone is favorable. Oh, that's a great opportunity. In some family, the wife goes another way, the children goes another way. That is very disturbing. But you are so fortunate that everyone is just obedient to the head of the family. So it relies whole family. This simple method. Chant Hare Krishna mantra, sit down before Balaji. Your fortunate Balaji is there. Do this. Then we shall talk further.
Right? So when shall we meet?
I'll come to Delhi.
I'll come to Delhi.
So if you are coming to the airport, then we shall talk further. That's, thank you very much. You have taken little prasadam?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.